I was having a wank the other night.
Mm.
I was down in the living room,
yeah,
having a wank. The telly was on.
Yeah.
And
what did you use to arouse you?
What?
What visual stimuli? Or what?
Yeah, I had the television on,
what?
But I wasn't looking at it.
Oh, I see. Just, no. Just.
I had a toilet roll which I'd greased out.
Yeah.
And I had my knob in it.
Yeah.
And I plugged it into the train set, and I put the train set on, and every time it went over the junction, terrific vibes.
Yeah.
And I was just about to come.
Yeah.
And Dolly came down the stairs.
Or the wife.
Yeah. Opened the door. She said, what are you doing, Derek? I said, I got a migraine.
Yeah.
And the doctor told me to stick my knob in the toilet roll if I got a migraine.
Yeah.
And, she said, oh, darling, I'm sorry, I'll make you a cup of tea.
Oh, so she didn't sass that you were actually having a wank.
So anyway, she went out. Yeah. And I was just getting me load off. And it went all over the train set and everything. She came back in. She said, what's that on the train set?
Yeah.
I said, that I've just spilt my medicine.
Yeah.
I fucking spilt my medicine on the train set.
Yeah.
And so she scooped it up and I had to fucking drink it.
Oh, no.
But I felt, funnily enough, I felt much better when I drank it.
Your migraine went, didn't
it? My migraine went completely.
Well, you talking about migraine, I was having, what was basically my 9 o'clock Wednesday wank.
What, morning or afternoon?
No, evening wank.
Evening wank.
Evening wank. And
you don't have a 9 o'clock AM wank?
Not, well, I don't, it's down in my diary, but I don't always.
You hardly ever, it's just really, that's really.
That's an optional.
Optional, right. Yeah, right.
But I was having my 9 in the evening wank, you know.
Yeah.
And Audrey is usually out selling pins about that time of night, you know. She sells these pins to people. That's what she says, in any case, and who am I to doubt it?
Right.
And so I thought I was alone in the house.
In fact, she comes home with her hair matted with spunk, isn't, you know, not really here or there.
No, it's part of the pin selling business.
Right.
And I was having, you know, a reasonable way. I won't say it was, you know, out of this world, because it wasn't. It was a.
Just a, you know, run of the mill
wank.
Yeah.
Because I had this picture of Clement Attlee up on the windowsill, and I'd drawn in a huge
moustache. Oh God!
On his chin, and I was getting really excited, you know, because Attlee with a moustache on his chin is a turn on at the best of times, isn't he?
Oh what?
Clem the Gem. They didn't call him that for nothing.
Right.
Biggest fucking sex symbol this country ever fucking produced.
Right.
But anyway, I was wanking away. And frankly, I was going slightly berserk, you know.
Yeah.
Clinging onto things, you know.
Yeah.
Jerking all around the room, pulling down all the furniture and fittings and grabbing hold of the carpet and being sick in the ashtrays, you know, really having a good...
A run of the mill
Wednesday, 9 o'clock wank. In comes the last person I expected, Audrey. Got back early from selling her pins.
Fucking hell.
And she said, here, Clive, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I said, Audrey, love, I am acting under instructions. There are 14 members of the Russian secret police positioned around the room, disguised as wallpaper, with guns pointing at my head, and they have ordered me to finger my private parts continuously for the next hour, otherwise they'll shoot me.
Right.
And she, you know, understood the situation and, swallowed it, you know.
Funny you should say that, because I went home to tea last Tuesday, saw my mum, you know.
Yeah.
She went out to get a cup of tea. And I thought, well, I'll have a wank while she's getting it done, you know.
Yeah.
Because I like a wank, you know.
Well, you had a bit. You thought it'd take her about 5 minutes brew. Yeah.
To brew, I thought, well, you know,
have a four and a half minute wank. You know, yeah. Why not? Why not? It's a free fucking country, isn't
it? Right, exactly. So I got the old knobber out. You know,
you got your old one out, did you?
Yeah.
I thought you were running in the new one.
No, not yet. I'm saving that.
Oh, I see.
And I was, you know, really sort of smacking away, and I had a photograph of my dad there, you know, and that really gets me going, as you know. So anyway, I was just coming over his face, you know.
Yeah.
Fucking door open. My mum comes in with the tea. No. She said, "What are you doing, Derek?" I said, all right. Now you have to know the truth. I've got cancer of the knob.
Yeah.
And I have to get this pus out every day. Every day I have to get this pus out. And she said, "Well, what's it doing all over Dad's picture?"
Yeah.
I said...
That's a bit of a poser for you.
I said, "Well, I have to face due north, you see."
Oh, yeah.
When I'm wanking. I mean, when I'm getting the pus out. Mm. Made a slip, you see. She didn't notice because, you know, she farted at that moment and covered the word wanking. She said, "What did you say?" I said, "When I'm thinking." So then I said, I have to face due north because it's something to do with the poles.
Yeah.
So, you know, nothing was said. And she said, I didn't know you had cancer of the knob.
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah, I've had it for years." You know? I said, "It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time."
I expect she broke down and wept, didn't she?
No, she's an hard bitch.
What'd she say? Just ignore it?
She said, ignore it, it'll go away.
Mm.
And she's quite right. It's gone away.
What, your old knob?
No, the cancer.
The cancer's gone, is it?
Yeah. I haven't got the cancer anymore.
No, but that's a story you made up for your mum. You had wanking, you were saying. You didn't say you had cancer.
I don't have cancer of the knob?
No, that's just a story you made up for your mum who found you were wanking, you know.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, well, I've got an even worse memory than you.
Yeah?
Yeah. In fact, I'm probably got the worst memory, and I've got the worst diseases, and I've suffered more than anybody else in the whole fucking world.
Yeah?
Like last night, for example.
Last night? When was that? I don't remember.
Well, tomorrow morning I'm not planning on anything at all. But I didn't get to sleep at all, and I had this terrible pain, and it crippled me, and I was weeping and shouting and crying, and I had the worst night that anybody's ever had, I think.
But last night?
When?
This morning?
Who are you talking about?
Well, you just said you had a rotten night last night. Don't you remember saying that?
Nah, I had a terrible night last night.
You had a bad night last night?
Yeah, terrible. Yeah? You want to hear about it?
No, I was going to tell you about my night, because I didn't sleep at all last week. I haven't slept for days now. But well, I was in such pain that Dolly had to shut me up in a room. You know, we've got this soundproof room. We normally keep the boy in there.
Yeah.
Because we don't like to hear him screaming. And so I was in there. And I was, you know, I got this cancer.
Yeah, well, I've got cancer of every part of the body. And I haven't slept ever in my life. I've never slept at all.
I've never
been asleep.
It's funny you should say that.
So I've suffered more than anyone in the world.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. I've never, of course, just like me. Exactly what? The same as me. It's funny you should have said that. It's exactly, well, I've got...
No, mine's worse than yours.
I've got cancer of everything, and I've got cancer of my wife as well.
I've got cancer of the mortgage. And the house, and got cancer of the garden. I've got cancer of the season ticket.
I've got cancer of the universe, mate.
I've got cancer of the cosmos. And what's more, I had cancer before you were born.
I've never been born. I'm not. I don't. I've never been here.
Me neither.
And I've got cancer of that too.
I've got cancer of not ever being born.
I've got cancer of
never having existed.
I've
in
got
my
cancer
fucking life.
Of never. Being in the scheme of things,
I've never even been planned by anyone.
The word is meaningless.
I've got cancer of nothing. I've got cancer of infinitesimal zero. Nothing. I've got cancer so enormous that people can't even see it. I've got cancer, and I've never been in existence ever.
I've got cancer, and I've never been in existence ever, and I don't know who I'm talking about because
I have no idea who I'm talking about.
I've got cancer.
I've never heard of who you're talking about. I've never been heard to speak in my life. I've got cancer and never been had.
What you've just heard...
I've never been heard in my life.
What you've just heard, you haven't heard, because I've never said it, because I don't exist to say it.
Nobody heard what I said, because I haven't ever said anything, because I've never been born.
Yeah, but everything you've said, I've got cancer of.
No, I haven't.
No, I have.
Oh, I forget these things.
What things?
You know.
Oh.
I've got cancer of... I don't know.
Oh.
And it's very, very painful. And I've never heard anything or ever been born or seen anyone or done anything.
So have I.